I'm an Apple person. I have a PC. I'm an Apple person. I have an iPad. I cannot live really all that long without my iPhone, although on the cruise it was tough. I had to get offshore to get Wi-Fi, and it was a good break from my phone. So today, Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference was held in San Francisco. CEO Tim Cook announced a complete overhaul. iPhone, iPad operating system, new iOS 7. And there were also some updates for MacBook Air and MacBook Pros. But again, I have a PC. I'm happy with my PC. Probably just too cheap to buy a MacBook Air or a MacBook Pro because they're expensive. So I'll stick with my iPhone and my iPad and my PC. Joining us to shake it all out, because there were some really cool things unveiled, or at least I think they're really cool, Jose Ojeda Zapata is going to tell us if they're really cool or not, or I'm just getting snowed again. He is, of course, the consumer technology reporter and blogger for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Julio, how you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Were you glued today watching this? I mean, you love this stuff, right? You're the tech guy.
Yeah, well, Apple did a kind of a fun thing. If you have an Apple TV, that little box they hook up to your TV, that you could actually watch the entire thing on your big screen TV. And so I was like sitting in my living room watching it with my son. So it was a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool. Okay, yeah. Were you surprised? I have a couple. I took notes. I mean, I got to watch it here and there. It was working. What something that jumped out at me that I thought was really cool that I needed a greater explainer on was, it's, what is it, the activation lock? It's something that police officers are apparently been asking for or wanted as a tool for a stolen iPhone. And explain it in greater detail, but essentially, does it disable your iPhone if it's stolen?
Well, the iPhone has always had a feature where if it's stolen or it's lost, you can wipe it remotely. You can send a command to erase it. But there's a new feature where, you know, somebody steals your phone and then tries to erase it, and, you know, make it his or her phone. That is no longer going to work because the phone is going to ask you for the original owner's username and password. So the fact that this stolen phone is asking the thief for your username and password is a big roadblock, because then that person is stuck, because obviously that person doesn't know your username and password, and the phone is useless. So that fact, as Apple has designed it, is intended to deter people. If this works as advertised, it's going to be a big deterrent, because people are, you know, thieves are going to be less willing to steal iPhones.
That wasn't a feature that was already on the current operating system?
The asking of the username and password is new. You have been able to send a message to a lost or stolen phone. You have been able to erase it, you know, from afar. You've been able to do all of that. But now somebody who has a stolen iPhone and tries, to erase it or whatever, won't be able to, because the first thing the phone will ask this person is, what is the username and password that is associated with this phone? Right. Since the thief doesn't know that, essentially, he's holding a brick in his hand. He can't do anything with it.
Right. So they won't, like, a thief wouldn't be able to wipe it or take it somewhere and wipe it and kill all the information?
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to use it, because whenever he tries to do anything, he'll be asked for a username and password.
All right. I guess I thought that was happening on my phone currently because I have a password lock. I use a password. Every time I turn on and off my phone, I have to get into it with my password that I set up. So I'm confused on how this is different.
Well, this is different in the sense that you can, if your phone is stolen, but you can sort of see it on the internet, you can send a command to erase it. And then the thief is holding the phone in his hand, and it has suddenly been erased by you from far away.
Right.
And that has existed until now, but now there's an extra security step where...
I get it, okay.
This phone is erased, but now I'm going to, like, try to set it up for myself. And he or she won't be able to do that, because it'll ask that person for your username and password. And that'll stop the thief cold.
I hope so, because that is the most annoying thing ever. And especially if you know it was stolen, not lost, then you know somebody took it. They're going to use it for evil, not good, and you're annoyed because now you got to change everything, and you have sensitive information on there also. So that is annoying.
Yeah, so good.
I hope that works.
Assuming thieves don't figure out a way around this should be a pretty good feature.
Okay, awesome. What else jumped out at you as super cool? I heard that Siri was going to be more effective because I got to be honest, I kind of hate Siri. She never listens to me. She never gets the voice right. She calls me Hordana, so it annoys me. So what's going to be new and exciting about Siri?
That's a very good point. Siri, Apple has sort of billed Siri as this wonderful thing, but it has never worked as advertised. And it has a few new features, like it can search for, you know, new different kinds of information and so forth. It has a couple of different voices. You can have a male voice, a female voice. And to be honest with you, I don't really care about that. I just want Siri to work as advertised. You know, about a third of the time I try to get it to do my bidding, it doesn't. You know, it craps out or whatever. So Siri has been a big problem compared to the, you know, the comparable feature that Google has. Google also has a voice control feature that works really, really well. The Apple one has not worked really well. So I'm in a position of not caring whether they're adding new features. I just want it to work, and hopefully in the next iteration it will.
Okay. I hope so, too. What jumped out at you? Those were the two that I was like, okay, I'd like to see that happen. What jumped out at you that was interesting and innovative?
Well, the new version of the iOS operating system for the iPhone is very, very nice. It has a completely new look. It has new features like a little control panel that you can swipe up from the bottom to change the volume or, you know, use the phone as a flashlight.
That's going to be awesome. The phone is a flashlight because everybody I know has the flashlight app.
Yeah, exactly. Except you don't need a flashlight app anymore because it's built right in.
There you go. So, I like that one.
But the really neat thing is the look. It's a little hard for me to describe in words, but if you look at it, it looks completely different. Apple is no longer doing, you know, the fake leather and, you know, the fake stitching and all of that stuff that a lot of people hate. It has sort of a flatter design. It has a completely different color palette. It has a lot of translucency. When you pull that panel up from the bottom, it's sort of translucent. You can see what's underneath. And so it sort of gives it a depth. Let me see if I can describe this in a way you understand. If you're looking at the phone and there's wallpaper in the back with somebody's picture. Yeah. And on top of it, there's icons. If you tilt the phone, there's sort of a 3D effect where you see, it's almost like you're wearing 3D glasses. The background changes position in relation to the foreground. It's a subtle thing, but it gives the iPhone a degree of depth and sophistication that hadn't existed before. A lot of this is very subtle. You have to sort of study it, but it looks really, really nice.
Okay. You know, I always get nervous when they make design changes because we kind of get used to what we get used to. You know, I just got used to this. I know where all my apps are. I know what they look like. You know, you don't have to read them. You know the shape. You know the design. And when they go and change it up, it's like, it's like buying a new car. You got to find out where all the new stuff is. It's nice, but it's kind of a hassle to learn.
What's nice, though, is all the icons are recognizable. Like the Safari icon is recognizable. The iTunes icon is recognizable. They all look the same. They just have slightly different colors, a slightly different typeface. It looks really nice. I think you'll like it.
Last operating system, they got crucified for the Apple Maps.
Yeah.
Did they do a better job?
And that's another question. They didn't really address whether the Apple Maps are working better or not. They never really talked about it. What they did do, though, which is kind of interesting, is now you can access Apple Maps on your Mac as well as your iPhone, which is great. Apple also has e-books that you have been able to read on your iPad and your iPhone. Now you can read those on your Mac as well. So that's been something that people have wanted. The problem.
All right, good. Go ahead.
The problem with that for me is you can read it on a Mac, on an iPhone, but if you're like using a Windows computer or something, you're out of luck. So that's why I don't really use Apple's e-books.
I know. See, I use a PC. I have a regular computer.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. So you can read, if you buy an ebook from Apple, you can read it on your iPhone, but then if you want to read it on your computer, you're completely out of luck.
You got. Thank you. I guess I'll just have to stick with regular books. Jose, thank you so much for shaking it all out for us. I love this stuff, and thank you for making it easier for me because some of it does get confusing. Of course, you can read Jose in the St. Paul Pioneer Press where he reports and blogs as well. Oh, Julio, thank you so much again for joining us. I appreciate it. Got it.
No problem.
Julio, got it. I'm thinking what Siri calls me. She calls me Jordana. So I'm thinking, you know, because it's a J-O-R. So she calls me Jordana with my, because apparently she thinks I'm Latina, which I get a lot. So I'm okay with that. But Julio, thanks so much. Have a good night, hon. Oh, we lost him. Sorry. Yeah. See, that's Dan saying, Jor, wrap it up. We don't care what Siri calls you.